Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Shadow, and I don't engage in battles with rappers. For self-glorification on matters, I fight my conscience on a constant basis. Defeat is nonsense. Victory through Christ the Savior. This ain't politics like the manual lectures, supposedly. They say God bless America, but there's more countries. I say God bless any man internationally. If he's spiritually seeking, he's eating, so he's bound to be. Escape from malady, retreat to God immediately. He gave you life, you give him time, abandon your iniquity. He ain't some phantom landing on your roof, just going through your chimney. What's that tree doing in your room? Now you can't see the TV. The window to the world you're supposed to be separate from. This babysitting children, it's not like this has just begun. Too dramatic, the God addicts pragmatic. Time's drastic, souls at stake, awake and have at it.
From where I once was, and I'm here to stay. And I won't leave, cause God made the way. And he gave us Jesus, and a license to kill all these demons. I've come a long way from where I once was, and I'm here to stay. And I won't leave, cause God made the way. And he gave us Jesus, and a license to kill all these demons.
People feed on fear, orchestrating life by the media in the ear, constructing mental strife, 4-6 feet a year. We're ran by shadows through your gut, we'll miss some say through the blood, the ultimate covenant, represent most high, LL, yawn past the sky, the remedy is there for you, so happy, turn on life. The world's spinning crazy, hopping like a rabbit, builds you up the trap to get to kill you with their habits, ravage the beast with empowered by sin, or come to Christ to open your eyes, my man, to a new life, new vision that you see yourself in the night, something through when people need your help. Ephesians 6:12, please educate yourself, find some meat in your heart, get your Bible off the shelf.
I've come a long way from where I once was, and I'm here to stay, and I won't leave, cause God made the way, and he gave us Jesus, and a license to kill all these demons. I've come a long way from where I once was, and I'm here to stay, and I won't leave, cause God made the way, and he gave us Jesus, and a license to kill all these demons.
Yeah, what's mobbing, man? You know I can dig it.
That's right.
I got the dirty shovel to prove it, man. Yeah. I've been where you at, homie. I'm not far removed, you feel me? Only by the grace of God, bruh.
That's right.
Real talk. Yeah. Yeah, I'm born to die, bro. Soul is more than sort of hollow. I've worn the sorrow of a son that knows there's no tomorrow. I'm holding hollows in these stolen Rollos. I can burn them all, but it's an eternal war, so I know there's more to follow. I pour a swallow, explore the bottle like Coronado. My life is horrible, nothing short of a horror novel. There's no disguising it, my vision is gone. So surprised that I lived this long inside this miserable song. I wish and I long for more than just the mission I'm on. Just a typical nigga drifting with no visible home. Can't be civil with my siblings, so I live on my own. Often nervous, evil thoughts of murder be filling my dome. Yeah, I've taken lashes to capacity, no more to tally. Aborted child in the tortured alleys of Northern Cali. I made the choice to take the oyster and leave the pearl. Pain is art, they gon' see my mural before I leave this world. Yeah, I'm being honest as I should. I feel the weight that it's upon us. I'm a psalmist for the hood. And I'm hoping that my song is understood, cause they're unaware that you care and what you promise us is no good.
Forsake us, to make us.
Come on.
See you for who you are.
Please.
And we're so blind.
We are.
But there's no time.
Nah.
For straying away too far.
And I'm sick of it, nigga. This is prison. I'm seeing sicknesses depicted in my sickening visions. Death is whispering, but I'm too lifted to listen. Blood glistening like a prism when the moon hits it when dripping. And I'm slipping to the depths of the threat. There's no protecting me, cause every second I wear the flesh that the devil's beckoning. I'm soaked in filth and my soul is wilting like sick roses. Thick doses of pain got me in hypnosis. I stick closest to the ghosts of my bitter past at the cemetery where they bury under withered grass. I hear them audibly calling me. Seven follow me. Smell of death is all on me like like rotten meat in the autumn heaps. It's like somehow my cup of sanity done got a leak. I never planned to be this stranded and damned if I fall asleep. I've eaten misery, now I'm back for a second helping. Helter Skelter is my shelter, death is welcome. Yeah, I'm being honest as I should. I feel the weight that is upon us. I'm a psalmist for the hood, and I'm hoping that my song is understood, cause they're unaware that you care and what you promise us is no good.
Forsake us, nah, to make us.
You gotta
be who you are.
I'm ready to see
and
you.
We're so blind, there's no sign.
Come on,
straying in the way too far.
There ain't nonsense and incredible comments in my head. I wanted dead. I'm no detectable conscience, no affection for those that got no exception, no content. Slow regression, my soul's in a cold depression, the bondage slipping in the sickest sin I ever could grapple. While sipping gin, I'm mixing it with medical capsules. I'm pissed like being Christian's just an incredible hassle. Never rest does the devil, he's ever ready for battle. The evil seeping in and it's weakening my state of mind. I preach to people, but I'm feeble and I'm straight up blind. I'm married into the very sin that I speak against. I rarely grin because every minute it keeps me tense. I lay up late at night awake with my demons, knowing that one day I'ma have to pay for this treason. There isn't any evil I won't do. So Father God, I gotta keep my eye on you. Yeah, I'm being as honest as I should. I feel the weight that is upon us. I'm a psalmist for the hood. And I'm hoping that my song is understood, cause they're unaware that you care and what you promise us is no good.
Forsake us, to make us.
You gotta
be who you are.
I'm so ready,
and you're so blind, but there's no sign.
Come on,
straying in the way too
nah.
far.
Later than what we usually be, as you can see. Got a raindrops falling on my head and such, but it's all to the good, you feel me? Another week, another 7 days have passed. You know, I'm trying to get logged in right now to the Blog Talk Radio so I can respond to any questions or statements, but welcome to the Believer's Vibe at Friday and whatnot, you know? And I hope my voice is in well spirits, sober spirits, you know. Oh, man. So tonight, you know, being that the show got hit a little bit late, we had some issues or something going on, some issues going on. But I'm grateful to be here, you know. So I'm going to get straight to the point, you know. This topic tonight is another topic that I don't even want to play with being exhausted with. Right? Exhausted meaning, like, we've covered everything that needs to be covered, right? That's not the aim. And I'm probably saying that more so for myself because I think that's how I used to think, you know. I think that as you are going along in this world, you know, you become, we become little subject matter experts. I don't know if y'all ever heard that term before, but it's abbreviated as a sheen, you know, so it's like kind of learn one thing and then you move on to the next. But the strange thing about these, can I say, spiritual lessons, you know, just considering the Bible, just this deeper thinking, is that you better not ever think that you've covered it all, you know. Well, let me not say what you better than I do, but you just don't think that you covered it all. You shouldn't think that you covered it all. So anyway, tonight, what I want to talk about is the last days. And the inspiration for talking about that tonight is I came across some scripture. All right, so I'm going to tell you the scripture straight up. It's in Isaiah chapter 4. But I want to have a real, just plain, layman, straight up talk about the last days, right? Because one of the things about me is, you know, just common or what's the word? I call it commercial Christianity. Sometimes I call it common Christianity. But just the well-accepted, the usual, typical speech of Christianity or the Christian conversation is riddled with and filled with words that we assume their definitions, right? You might disagree, but words like holy, Holy Spirit, consecrated, even something like fasting, right? Like a lot of times I honestly feel like the spiritual implications of fasting is missed. Right? I remember I was a little shocked when, because I was in, I had a very small little unprofessional stint in the medical field. And I had a very small little stint in, it must not be important. See, I don't want to drift off too far anyway. But I want to talk about the last days. All right. And it wasn't just reading Isaiah chapter 4. It's just all of it all together. And to be honest, something else I wanted to talk about tonight, too, was relativity. Right? Is that the right word? Being relative. Because to be honest with you, I'm going to tell y'all straight up and down, like, the Bible for me is like a hobby, right? And I don't mean like a hobby as in like, oh, it's not that serious. Oh, you know, it's not that. It's just it's something that is fun for me, you know. And it's not that type of exhilarating fun. It's not the same fun like going on Space Mountain or something, you know, the roller coaster, the dark roller coaster at Disney World, something like that, right? It's not that type of exhilarating fun, but it's like that pillow talk, you know. If you have a significant other, do you remember, like, pillow talks? You know, if your relationship is real old and crusty and dusty, you probably can't really appreciate pillow talks no more. But I remember, and this could just be, maybe it was just me, but I just had, it was just the most amazing thing to just talk with somebody, you know, to talk all night long. It don't have to be all night long, but just deep conversation, meaningful conversation like that is just nothing like that. I don't know if everybody shares that same sentiment. Well, maybe don't. I'll find out later in life that I have a thing for talk shows. All right. But anyway, we're going to talk about the last days. Okay. So what I usually like to do is get background knowledge. Like, what do you think of when you hear the last days? So since I don't have the privilege of going back and forth right now, as I'm still sitting here because I'm talking too much and I haven't done it. But I'm trying to log into the blog talk chat box in case anybody says something. Let's see if I can log into it. Let's see. Hold on. So, yeah. So, the last day. So, laypersons, I'm going to try not to be all technical and all Bible-y and biblical with it, even though how can you not be, right? Because this is a biblical term. Right, where else do you hear of or see last days and it has like a general meaning, right? Other than maybe like a person that's dying, right? Or you might see like an old cat or something, right? He got one eye and limping, and it's like, boy, that's kind of his last days, right? Like it's coming to an end. Okay, so let's talk about this. But first, let's go to Isaiah. I believe it is. Probably mentions last days specifically in chapter 3, right? So go with me if you will, if you can. You know, I hate asking people to go to this book, go to that book. I hate doing that, right? Because it's a Bible study. And a lot of times it's just so much word. My reason for always going to the Bible and making reference and that being a reference point, for one, nothing gets my mind pumping and my thought juices pumping and flowing like the scripture does. It gets my mind going. But second of all, probably most importantly, I want for it to be as plain as day that what I'm sharing is not my idea, right? And I wish that I can make it where it's plain as day that it's not my twist or my spin on things. And that's one of the things that you got to watch out for as you find yourself interested in these biblical and philosophical topics. Because a lot of people might give you pretext instead of context. Mike, check. Right,
what up, though, runner?
Okay. What's good, buddy? You done slipped in on me. What's good, man?
Yeah. good. But look, bro, a little distortion in your microphone, bro. I don't know how you talking.
Really?
Oh, yeah, it's just a little bit.
Is it still like that? Like, you still hear it, right?
Yeah.
What you mean? Hold on. Tell me if this is better. All right, tell me if this is better. Is this better?
Yep.
It is?
It's better.
Appreciate you, man. I sure do. Yep, see, that's why I'm trying to get into this. It's real good? Okay, perfect.
Yep.
That's what's up, man.
All right.
I appreciate you. That's what's up. And to the folks in the audience, I'm so sorry about that, you know? So that's why, listen, maybe you trying to get logged into the chat box like I'm trying to get logged into the chat box. You understand what I'm saying? Because I do need y'all to chat. I want to go back and forth, you know? I really don't want this to be a monologue. I prefer a dialogue, right? I'd rather have a conversation rather than just preach to you and talk to you. You understand? But nonetheless, just keep moving. So, last days. So, the first thing I'm going to mention, I'm going to say about this, about the last days, something to think about, something to consider, all right? Listen to this statement. Christianity is my worldview, not my religion. I'm going to say it again. Christianity is my worldview, not my religion. Now, I want to say that Christianity is a worldview, not a religion, right? But to each his own, all right? To each his own. I honestly feel that once you get into the Bible story and see what it's talking about, see what's going on, you'll see that Christianity, the Bible, is not trying to teach people a religion. By religion, or, you know, by saying that Christianity is not my religion, let me explain what I mean, right? A religion has everything to do with what you do, your acts. Religion is that which something like sacrificing is tied up in, right? Modern day, we call it paying tithes, giving it offerings, right? It could be, you know, facing a certain way when you pray, wearing a certain thing when you pray, right? Religion becomes outward expressions of our faith and belief in God. Right now, if you really think about that statement, that's a problem, right? An outward expression of a person's belief in God. Right. One of the things that I've come to realize in reading scriptures is that it is so much of a personal thing, a personal relationship when it comes to God, right? Or being a child of God, or, you know, the whole Israelite story. I'm telling you, maybe it's just me, but I just had to I had a different view or aspect on the story before I read it versus after I read it, right? So this whole Christianity being a worldview instead of a religion is something that I picked up from reading the scriptures. All right, so how does that apply? By what I mentioned that when talking about the last days, let me explain, okay? When it comes to the worldview of Christianity, right? I'm going to try to pack it into as condensed statement or as small a statement as I possibly can, all right? The worldview of Christianity says this right here. God created the world, right? God created the world, everything in the world, right? That whole, have you ever noticed like this balance in nature, right? You have like trees falling over in the forest, but you have termites eating fallen trees on the ground. You know what I'm saying? Or like, for instance, you understand things like that to that effect. That's what I mean. So God created the world, the heavens and the earth, but God created the world and everything in the world, created this balance, right? And then man failed. You have what's called or known as the fall of man, right? Now, when it comes for me, I honestly don't believe, because of what I read in the scriptures, I don't believe that the fall of man was a surprise to God. I honestly believe that God doesn't make mistakes, right? Things don't happen that surprise God. Already knows it, you know? And a lot of times, to me, people's perception or how people see things going on, it doesn't put God in a place of being supreme, right? All-knowing, above everything. Anyway, so you have the fall of man, right? Following the fall of man, and you can read this for yourself in Genesis chapter 3. It'll be better to read from like chapter 1 to like chapter 4 or 5, right? But here's that's where all of this comes from, right? So God created the heaven and the earth, created everything in the earth, this balance, everything that's there, and it was good, right? The scriptures say that after God created everything, he said it was good. Long story short, man comes in, man sins. Sin enters the world through man, right? At deception of Satan, yes, okay, but man failed, right? Was disobedient. You had one thing to do, and you didn't do it. That's kind of like what happened, right? And following that, right? That's right. We're gonna go through it right quick. Genesis chapter 3. The comment was again Isaiah chapter 3. But real quick, Genesis chapter 3. I want to get down to this part where God pronounced some things, right? I'm just going to read. I'm skimming through speed reading. This is Genesis chapter 3 verse. I'm just trying to find a place where I should read. When the cool evening breezes were blowing, the man and his wife heard the Lord God walking in the garden. So they hear from the Lord God among the trees. All right, see, it's starting. This is it's peaking now. It's peaking. All right, listen to this. This is the part I want to get to. Okay, so the Lord God, he asked, hold on. When cool evening breeze were blowing, the man and his wife heard the Lord God walking about in the garden. So they hear from the Lord God among the trees. And the Lord God called to the man, "Where are you?" He replied, "I heard you walking in the garden, so I hid. I was afraid because I was naked." "Who told you that you were naked?" the Lord God asked. It's verse 11. Also, I'm reading out of the NLT, okay? "Have you eaten from the tree whose fruit I commanded you not to eat?" The man replied, "It was the woman you gave me, who gave me the fruit, and I ate it." Right? So then the Lord God went to the woman. I'm going to start paraphrasing. He said the same thing to the woman. "What have you done?" The woman pointed to the serpent, right? So, long story short, let's get down to verse 14. Then the Lord God said to the serpent, nobody else to blame after the serpent, right? He says, "Because you have done this, you are cursed more than all animals, domestic and wild. You will crawl in your bed, groveling in the dust as long as you live. And I will cause hostility between you and the woman and between your offspring and her offspring. He will strike your head and you will strike his heel." Verse 16. Then he said to the woman, right? Pronounce these things to the woman. "I will sharpen the pain of your pregnancy." Does that sound familiar, ladies? And in pain you will give birth, and you will desire control, and you will desire to control your husband, but he will rule over you. Have you ever heard that saying, men are from Mars, women are from Venus? Anyway, I digress. Listen, verse 17. And to the man he said, "Since you listened to your wife and ate from the tree whose fruit I commanded you not to eat, the ground is cursed because of you. All your life you will struggle to scratch the living from it, and it will grow thorns and thistles for you, though you will eat of its grains. By the sweat of your brow you will have food to eat until you return to the ground from which you were made. For you were made from the dust, and to the dust you will return." So long story short, I went to that particular, those blurs in scripture in Genesis, because it's laying out this worldview, right? Like, what's happened? By worldview, I mean what has happened, what is happening, and what will happen, all right? So now it should make more sense why I mentioned that in bringing up or talking about the last days, and I'm probably taking too long to talk to this, right, to explain this. It always goes longer than what I expected to go. My bad, all right? But anyway, okay, so you have sin and a destruction that follows sin, right? I want you to also pay attention to this right here. And, I mean, listen, it was only a few sentences. Some people will probably say it's not enough information to make such a statement off of. But when God created everything and he created man, it was fine. I don't know if you peep this, but there was no such thing as death. As a matter of fact, when I think about it, or I remember when I was reading Genesis, something that stood out to me was, why didn't a woman say to the serpent, well, what is death? What do you mean? Right? The serpent said to the woman, the woman, remember God told Adam and Eve, don't eat from that tree. If you eat from it, the day you eat from it, you're surely going to die. Right? So Satan, first of all, they should have been like, well, God, what is it to die? Right? And just thinking, just saying, you know, maybe that's asking too much, right? Because we're looking at hindsight. But then, why did the woman say to the serpent, well, what is this death thing that you're talking about? What do you mean we'll die? No question about that. She kind of knew it. You understand what I'm saying? Anyway, before the fall of man, there was no death. And I know if you're normal and if you're honest, you can't comprehend that, right? Who can comprehend that? As far as we know it, death is a natural part of the life cycle. Well, folks, this is what I want to say, all right? Death is not a natural part of the life cycle. Death is a curse that was pronounced on mankind by God. Most people don't like to hear that, but this is what you'll find if you read these pages of these scriptures, man. I'm telling you, if you read it and don't pay attention to pretext, right? Don't pay attention to what people are saying about it. Pay attention to what it's saying about itself. So sure, getting back to getting back to this worldview instead of a religion, right? So remember I said worldview is basically describing or talking about what has happened, what is happening, and what will happen, right? So you have creation, right? Man comes on the scene, right? Everything's full. It's fine. God says be fruitful and multiply. In the cooler, they can talk to God. You understand what I'm saying? It wasn't, oh my gosh, God can't see me, right? But notice how the gift came afterwards. So anyway, sin into the world, death, destruction, everything followed, right? So skipping all the way down the line to now, in the Bible, right, throughout 1 Samuel, 2 Kings, right? That's like the historical books. Through those times, that was like describing and illustrating what was happening in Israel, right? You had everything from, you had what was happening in Israel with the kings who was rising, who was in power. You had the split and separation of Israel broken down into two, right? The uneven, it wasn't even. You had the 10 tribes, and then you had the 2 tribes plus the half tribe, right? So anyway, I know I'm generalizing, right? Speaking real broad. So in those times, in those days, that's when prophets like Jeremiah, Isaiah, right, Jonah, Micah, they lived during those days. And this is what is so weird. Now, I wanted to title this thing, listen, I ain't no prophet, and I ain't prophesying, but oh man, it's Isaiah chapter 4. And my thing is, listen, I want for you to read it for yourself. You read it, but it's going to take a lot of time. I'm not saying to go read 1 verse, 2 verses, 10 verses, 20 verses, and then come back and talk to me. I'm saying go read the book. You understand what I'm saying? But anyway, check it out, right? What was weird about Isaiah, or what would transpire in the historical books, or in the prophets, is that when God would speak through a prophet, he would speak to them concerning the time that they were living in, right? And then he would speak to them about a time to come, way before. Now I wish I had my Bible started with me, right? Because there's this scripture in the New Testament where it says, I think it's in Hebrews, when it says, when the prophets were writing long ago, they wanted to know so bad what was going on, what was talking about. They didn't understand what
the spirit of Christ in them was telling them was about to happen. They had no clue, couldn't fathom it. They don't know, right? They're saying weird things like a boy going to be born of a virgin, right? By his stripes he will be healed, right? It's all these things, but it wasn't talking just about the times that they were going through then, nor the times to shortly follow, right? It was talking about a time far down in history. So now, I probably skipped too much, right? But get the Bible, read it, or just hit me up. We can talk about this. So now let's go back to Isaiah chapter 4, and I'm going to try to present to you what I was trying to present, all right? But if we can, just as a matter of fact, while you look for Isaiah chapter 4 and while I look for Isaiah chapter 4, I want you, if you can, think about what I said. Hopefully I haven't said too much, but consider it, right? Christianity as a worldview, not a religion, right? Christianity as explaining what has happened in this world, what is happening in this world, and what's going to happen in this world, right? Most people not really thinking in terms like that, right? So ponder those things. Think about that for a minute. We're going to go to Isaiah chapter 3 and 4 when I come back. All right? Check that out.
Woo! One of the feel-good joints, man. Stop sinning. It's a movement, man.
Yeah, yeah.
You got any doubts, you don't need them no more. Let's go.
Ain't no doubt about it. This is one thing that I know. And I'm so proud about it, and I can't wait.
And when I go, I ain't gotta need a lights on, cause I ain't coming back. I'm out like a running back on that highway to heaven. Said my goodbyes to the reverend. No doubt, no ifs, ands, or wannabes. The way I'm talking like an angel right in front of me. Walk through life with the confidence. It's obvious that obviously G-O-D is in me. Me is in I is in he. He that believes in the Holy Trinity. Even though I sin, I'm still gonna win. So you'll always see a grin over my chinny chin chin. In my fitted cap, lifting up the brim. Jeans sag low, covering up most of the gym. Christian's like, wow, he looks like a transman now. But your boy loves God, that's just my style.
Ain't no doubt about it, this is one thing that I know. And I'm so proud about it, and I can't wait till I go.
Stop listening to the Mayans. Scared to death crying. The rumors I ain't buying. So all you scientists, I need to stop trying. Nobody knows the hour of the day. So get yourself together, cause it might be the day. Said it was supposed to happen on May 21st. Only thing that happened, Harold got his feelings hurt. Yeah, that's what I am, man. I sing hell's another version of quicksand. But see, we Christians, we can run the distance. If you get tired, I hold you up like a kickstand. When your problems pile up like a dishpan. When your situation is tighter than a wristband. Just pray, homie, you don't need a wish, man. Watch Jesus give you a hand like Michigan. Yo, what?
Oh,
I'm
in a formless earth was sculpted. His poetry producing populations, making constellations with his conversations, gazing at his own creation, proclaiming it was good, and there we stood, fashioned from the dust. With authority, he orchestrated organisms in every single cell in every ecosystem. Every creature that dwells, the planets, the plants, the whole expanse, the sky above your head, and the ground where you stand, the clouds and the rain, the soil that soaks it up and feeds tiny seeds so they sprout and vegetation proceeds. Infinite wisdom intrinsic within him, self-sufficient, intricate systems begin and end with his decisions. Lofty, out of reach, how he procreated with speech, so it's appropriate for us to be completely in awe. Of all scientific laws, everything else is secondary. The very breath that comes from lungs is caused by the fact that God is involved. One must begin with the mind that was given to him to even believe he's evolved. I'm in awe when I think about quantum mechanics and the rotation of planets, to the exact calculation of the universe is permanently impossible to manage. How photosynthesis takes place to perfectly convert the vividness of light into chemical energy for the purpose of maintaining and giving life. Intelligent design doesn't even begin to define his creative craftsmanship. Any attempt to align the mind of mankind to divine is insufficient and inadequate. It's too lofty and far beyond if the God would not remain anonymous, correspond with us, and out of all of God's creation would become fond of us. Determined by some innate quality, but by the length for which the owner would go to possess them. And broken and ugly things just like us are stamped excellent with ink tapped in wells of divine veins. A system of redemption that can only be described as perfect. A seal of approval, fatal debt removal, promised permanent perfect priest. Brilliant design system, redemption for our kinsmen can only be described as perfect with excellent execution. And I'm in awe, I'm in the awe. Only one truly the only source of excellence. We are declared excellent only by his decree with a system. The only accurate response is ah. So we make lofty art. See, the presence of good art will unconsciously refine a community, and poor art will do an incalculable harm. Only accomplished in the light of his excellency. It's too high, it's lofty.
That don't kind of put you in a trance, though. I don't mean like a bad trance where somebody gonna dupe you or not, you know what I'm saying? But beam me up to where you are, Lord God. And you know, a lot of people be saying stuff like that. I don't know what they be thinking, but let me tell you what I'm thinking when I say that. Check this out. God is eternal, you feel me? Why is it that eternity is set in our hearts? Would you agree with the statement or with the scripture? A lot of people might not know that's a scripture, right? But do you agree with that, that eternity is in our hearts? Even though we know we're going to die, I don't know how old you were when you realized that you was going to die, right? I don't know how old you were. I don't remember how old I was neither. I just know that when I was really young, when I was a lot younger, like a teenager, maybe early 20s, right? I was infatuated with fleeing death, right? Dodging all the gunfights, dodging all the knife fights, right? Dodging all the accidents, right? But it's coming. Oh, yeah, it's coming. So anyway, let's get back to this, right? Isaiah chapter 4. And I was trying to give you some backdrop as to, you know, why does Christianity as a worldview has everything to do with the last days? You know what I'm saying? Trying to, like, explain that a little bit, talk about that, you know, get your thoughts pumping and juices flowing. Think about it, right? This is not an hour of teaching. Notice that I'm not calling this Bible study, you feel me? This is not, I mean, listen, if you learn something, so be it, right? But this is a vibe. We need to talk about this. You should hear something so shocking. If you're hearing the gospel for the first time, you should hear something so shocking that makes you say, What you talking about, Willis? You understand what I'm saying? It should just do that to you because it's not a common run-of-the-mill everyday thing. I just told you that, I didn't tell you yet. Now, think about it. I told you about how God cursed man, and now we have death, right? And most people be thinking about death as a natural part of the life cycle, right? Everything that lives must die. No. Listen, that is one of the most significant characteristics of God. We're talking about the eternal God. Anyway, let's get back to this. Isaiah chapter 4. Now, listen, I'm not the type of person. I'm not the type of reader, I should say. And not even the type. Let's just say that that's not what the scripture says, that every man is given a measure of faith, right? And honestly, I feel like that applies to a situation like this, or to what I'm talking about, right? Like, when I read, sometimes I'll read something in Revelation, it'll sound so much like something or somebody or some, you know, something that's happening, but it's like, me personally, I'm like, you know, when I like to hear other people, when they mention it, oh, this is that, and that is this, it's like, you know, but for me personally, it just puts me in this place where it's like I realize I got to sit down. It's like, sit down, kid. You understand? I'm talking about the beginning and the end at the same time, and the middle, all of it right here, in these five words. Like, what? How you even do something like that? Y'all probably think I'm going crazy. But anyway, let's go. Let's get into this. Isaiah chapter 4. Keep in mind that Isaiah is a big book. The Bible is a big book, right? Isaiah is, like, close to the middle, right? Actually, it's approaching the middle in Isaiah. So I'm saying that to say it was a lot that happened and a lot that was said before what we're about to read, and it's a lot that happened after what we're about to read, all right? But consider these words, Isaiah chapter 4. In that day, so few men will be left that seven women will fight for each man, saying, let us marry you. We will provide our own food and clothing. Only let us take your name, so we won't be mocked as old maids. But in that day, the branch of the Lord will be beautiful and glorious. The fruit of the land will be pride and glory. I'm sorry. The fruit of the land will be the pride and glory of all who survive in Israel. All who remain in Zion will be a holy people. Those who survive the destruction of Jerusalem and are recorded among the living. The Lord will wash the filth from beautiful Zion and cleanse Jerusalem of its bloodstains with the hot breath of fiery judgment. Hot breath, fiery judgment. Verse 5. Then the Lord will provide shade for Mount Zion and all who assemble there. He will provide a canopy of cloud during the day and smoke and flaming fire at night, covering the glorious land. It will be a shelter from daytime heat and a hiding place from storms and rain. Now look, just that quick, that was Isaiah chapter 4. You see that? Look how quick. Now, see, that's a good, you know, if you done read a lot, I ain't gonna say the whole Bible because that's big, it's a lot. You understand what I'm saying? But anyway, that was Isaiah chapter 4. Now,
I don't know if this happened for you when I read those things, right? Maybe the way I was reading wasn't unnerving or disturbing. You know, if it is, pause this if you listen to the replay and go and read it for yourself, right? But to me, when I read that, it's like, whoa, there are some striking parallels here. For instance, a little stretchy, call it what you want to call it, right? And mind you, keep in mind that it started off saying in that day, right? So this particular chapter, it starts off and it's made very clear that it's a continuation of something from before. So it would be good to read. You may just go and read chapter 3. But anyway, in that day, so few men will be left that 7 women will fight for each man, saying, let us all marry you. Man, if that ain't it's that Mormon. It's not even that. You know what I'm saying? It's not even that. I'm not going to say that. Because there were times in the Bible where people got desperate. You understand what I'm saying? Women got desperate. I'm talking about to the point, I don't know if you notice or not, but it's a story in the Bible where a woman got so desperate. Anyway, a woman got so desperate, right? And I don't mean just hot and bothered. See, we so messed up in today's name. Let me not say messed up. I just feel like the way that our minds operate and think right now, I think is so different than how it was a long time ago. You understand what I'm saying? But anyway, the daughters of Noah, you know, it was like nobody was left, right? Come on, jump on me now, Bible scholars, right? But yeah, his daughter made him rape her, right? He got so drunk, the daughters, when he had 2 daughters, right? And they were like, there's no men, and we need to carry on our bloodline, is what they said, and went and got their daddy
that
drunk.
That was Lot.
Was that Lot? I don't know why I was thinking Noah, because I was thinking,
Noah,
it was Shem and Ham. My bad. See that? Come on, Bible scholars, that's what I'm talking about. but Lot, so that was after the flood then. So when was that? So listen, go read your Bible. Read your Bible. Something that kind of sparked me off in reading the Bible was I met a person who would say some of the most bizarre things, like, yo, like that can't be in the Bible, right? But lo and behold, it sure was in there. So you might not believe this, but it's a story where a man had 2 daughters, and there was no other men around, and the women, the daughters, was like, hey, you know, it'd be a good idea. Let's go in there with our dad when he's drunk, and have sex with him, and then we'll be able to. Your baby ain't gonna be retarded. That's what I would. I mean, but listen, long time ago, you know, had to be something different back then, because there was a whole lot of brother, sister, all type of stuff going on. Anyway, I'm sorry, I digress. But peep it, the desperacy of women. Now, I don't know, you can't hardly talk about stuff like this in modern day and age without getting called like a male chauvinist or being a sexist or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Talk about it.
But listen, man. That's what it is, man. Desperate. Anyway, it'll be so few men that the women will, basically, they won't care about. Monogamy won't mean anything, right? The sanctity of I want to say the sanctity of marriage, right? But really, as a woman, and you answer this question, would you want to share your husband with another woman? Right? Do you think that's how it's supposed to go? You think it's okay? I would say that you don't think that, but I can't tell you what to think. I can't tell you what you think. But honestly, listen to what it's saying. So, long story short, what I'm saying is, as I read this, it was just some certain parallels that I saw. I don't want to get hung up on just that one parallel, right? But long story short, in Isaiah chapter 4, you had a promise that was being set for. My bad. You had a promise that was being set forth, right? It was like, because see, if you had read Isaiah chapter 1 and 2 and 3, you would see where the Lord spoke through the prophet to tell the people of God, oh yeah, I'm about to get in that, you know what? Because I told you, I told you, y'all, you still want to go worship these other gods. You still want to go and mingle with these other people. I told you not to mingle with them. You still want to make wives and have children with these people.
and you want to worship the gods that they worship. I told you not to do that. So you think I'm just here talking. You think this is just for nothing, right? You take me for joke. Okay, well, here it comes, right? So you missed a lot of the destruction because God said, oh, yeah, it's all about to fall. Radio, it's all going to fall down. You understand what I'm saying? But anyway, this right here was the promise of peace. So long story short, right, there are parallels that I see, amazing parallels that I usually don't share with people. I honestly keep it all to myself because I'm like, this is too big. I need, like, this is just too big. It's way too big. But you know how most people, when they think of, for instance, Jerusalem, they think of a place, right? Or when they think of Zion, they think of a place. Well, for me, something that happened to me with reading the scriptures is there are relations to these names and these places where it is not just a place. Listen, Jerusalem was the capital city. It was the place where all of Israel had to go in order to be, in order for their sins toned for according to the law that they knew, that their forefathers knew, right? You got to get in the Bible a little bit to peep what I'm talking about and peep what I'm saying, right? But Jerusalem was the capital city. Long story short, right, the churches today propose or present themselves as Jerusalem, as the place where you need to go to properly atone for your sins. Have you ever met a Christian who made you, who kind of shamed you for not going to church? You know what I'm saying? Like, listen, you should kind of feel a little funny about not meeting or gathering or talking with believers. You should feel a little funny about that, right? But a lot of times the people in the church world, they will shame you for not coming to church, shame you for not paying tithes, right? Like, this is what you need to be doing. And it's not. It's not. Long story short, right, in this journey where I just see the Spirit of God working, not just outside of the church walls, right? It's not just happening in church. This the remnant of God is not only people who go to church and was in church, right? It's everywhere. This is everywhere. So anyway, long story short, this consider in verse 3, I believe that was. Come on, open up scripts. Hold on real quick. Open up scripts. Was that verse 3? Yeah, verse 3 where it says, no, it wasn't verse 3. Let me start at verse 2. But in that day, the branch, that's what I was looking for. So it was verse 2. But in that day, the branch of the Lord will be beautiful and glorious. Listen, you might not believe me when I say this, and you might want to just go and do all type of research. You check it for yourself, right? But when it talks about the branch in this particular sentence, believe it or not, it's with a capital B. It's talking about Christ. You understand? But anyway, it says it will be beautiful in that day, right? The branch will be beautiful. Not the buildings, not the stained glass, not the melodious sound of all these voices together, or the harmonious sound of all these voices together. No, the branch of the Lord will be beautiful in our days. What did it say? Even go down a little further. It says that when they talked about the fruit, talked about the fruit. Lord provides shall here somewhere. Okay. Hold on, where is it at? When it talked about the fruit of the land will be the pride and glory of all who survive in Israel. Anyway, man, listen, the parallels just go crazy. This is just one small little verse out of this book, out of this prophetic book. You know what I'm saying? But long story short, listen to this in verse 3. Also in verse 3, skipping out from verse 2 to verse 3, all who remain in Zion will be a holy people. Those who survive the destruction of Jerusalem and are recorded among the living. See, listen, I'm going to say something about last days that you probably didn't hear before. Maybe you did, you know, or maybe you thought about it before. That'll be even better. That'll be great, you know. But the last days are just that. It is the last days that this earth will stand and be as it is. You understand that? Like, right now, the belief, right, is something that nobody can prove. According to the scriptures, a day is coming where all the cover is going to be lifted and blown off of everything. And when the cover is lifted and blown off of everything, let me tell you what you find among humans. You find injustice. You find injustice. And one of the biggest themes of the coming of the Lord, right, or that, like this return of God, or just what God is doing, is rendering justice among people on the earth, if that makes sense. You know what I'm saying? This is like super big picture perspective. I'm saying a lot, condensing it into a few words, but just consider it. You know what I'm saying? And the last days of people dying, you know what I'm saying? You know, realize there's a scripture in Revelation where it says there'll be a time when people want to die, but they can't die. Yeah, like can't end their life. Imagine that. Imagine coming to the point of pulling the trigger and then waking up. You understand what I'm saying? Anyway, man, this is it's. I don't want to hear Christianity labeled as just like the common thing. Oh, it's just it's what everybody does, what everybody should do, right? But it's we believe in and worship a God that we cannot see. You understand? Can't hear him with my physical ears. Do you know that this one time, I don't share this story a lot neither, but something happened to me one time, and it was such a simple thing, but I swear I can't explain it. And maybe someone else would say, yeah, well, that's just because you had memorized that stuff or whatever. But long story short, I found myself in a bind, right? And in the middle of that bind, I recall some words. And to this day, I can't tell if I heard it, if I said it, you know what I'm saying? It was like I said the words. I felt like I saw the words. You understand what I'm saying? I guess I can't say that because I don't know what they looked like. It just felt like it wasn't an out-of-body experience. I wasn't half asleep. I was actually in the back of a police car. You understand what I'm saying? And it was like, I'm telling you, it was like, I don't want to sound all spooky, like, oh, it was a voice back there with me or something like that. The Lord was on my shoulders or something. I don't know. However people would say it. It wasn't like that. There was nothing spooky or weird about it. What caught my attention was that it was an odd thought to be having at that time as I'm headed to the county jail. You know what I'm saying? And it was like a simple word, you know? And it was just a lot going on at that time. And if I explain all of it, it'll probably make a little bit more sense. But anyway, I honestly believe that Christianity is a worldview. It's not a religion. This is not about dressing a certain way. This is not about looking a certain way. It is about acting a certain way, you know. Can't get around that. You understand what I'm saying? Like, sanctification is everything for us dirty, filthy humans. But this is not about religion. The Bible, Christianity, all of it is talking about what has happened, what is happening, and what is to come, right? And what is to come is that Jesus the Christ is coming back. Yeah, right now, nobody, you know, this story, man, you don't understand how I've just thought about this story and thought about, like, have you ever just really thought about, like, listen, the Bible is saying, there's a story saying that a man died and was dead for 3 days and died a brutal death, right? It wasn't like a mistake or maybe he was just sleeping, you know, he was sick for months and they thought that, you know, they thought he was dead, but he wasn't dead. No, to the point where somebody stabbed him in his side with a spear. And he didn't flinch. He didn't jump. He didn't say, he didn't start breathing all crazy, nothing. It just said that blood and water flowed from the wound when they stabbed him in the side as he hung on a cross. They were trying to make sure that he was dead. You understand? And instead of breaking, listen, man, it's so much that goes into this story. But what I was thinking about was, man, how can you disprove something like this? How can you say that it didn't happen? But that's a problem. How can you say it didn't happen? Right now, I'm talking, and the way that I'm talking right now is this thought or this mode of thinking right here, it derives from dealing with a lot of atheists, right, and agnostic people. So please forgive me if you're not. You know, so many times I'll be listening to people talking, it's like, you know, you coming at this whole perspective or this angle, and I ain't even coming from that angle. You feel me? And it's like you feel like you're trying to get on me about something, but that ain't me. Anyway, I don't want to do that. You understand what I'm saying? I want to be far from that. Excuse me. Bonk the burpees, boy, I tell you. I'm sorry. But listen, right? So, anyway, I lost my train of thought. But Christianity, man, is not a religion. It's a worldview. Talking about what has happened, what is happening, and what will happen. You understand? Oh, that's what I was saying. How can you disprove this story? You know, that was my thoughts. A lot of in the beginning, I would just ask them the question, but after a while, after I saw how they responded, you know, I'm listening to them. I'm listening, but how can you say that it didn't happen, right? How can you say that? But for right now, it has to stay in that place of being faith-based, right? It's faith-based. This isn't the type of thing. Can you listen? If we knew these things, right, the way that we know that 2 + 2 = 4, I think we get too big for our britches right now, being flawed and fallible and all messed up and jacked up. We get too big for our britches right now. You understand what I'm saying? So imagine knowing something like this. Anyway, right now it's in a place of faith. It's in a place of faith that God came in the form of Christ, right? The scripture says that Jesus Christ is the visible image of the invisible God. Yeah. The Bible even says that Jesus is God. It also says that Jesus is the Son of God. So don't run too far with that just yet. You understand what I'm saying? But anyway, what has happened, right? Creation, fall, what is happening, the reign of sin and death on this earth and on our bodies, our mortal bodies, right? And what is to come? Listen, the fulfillment of the promise of everlasting life from God to those whom he has chosen. You understand what I'm saying? Check out Daniel chapter 12, verse 2, right? Many are going to rise to everlasting death and destruction. What does it sadly say? Death and contempt, something to that effect. But also many will rise to everlasting life. Understand what I'm saying? Like, listen, there's a promise. Christianity, this is not about what you can wheel up and muster to happen in your life right now, getting a better job, a better house, a better car, a better this, a better that. If you better pay attention, because what's odd is the evil people in this world, they just seem to have it when it comes to things like water and food and resources and money, dollar bills, houses, places to live, right? The wicked. Listen, even David said, you know, my heart almost fainted when I saw the wicked prospering. Anyway, y'all, listen. Big picture for spades. It ain't gonna be like this always. It's just not, you know. So, to God be the glory, man. You know, to God be the glory. You know, like for real. Get in your Bible. Read your Bible. I probably said some things I was off. If you feel like I need to be checked, yeah, let's talk about it. We can talk. You understand? Like, yeah. And I don't want to say that like too proudly or boastfully. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, listen. It used to be that when people started talking about churchy stuff or Bible or God, you know, I just couldn't participate because I didn't know. Like, I'm not okay. You know. I realized that I was going off of what I had heard and what I thought and all that type of stuff. But it's a difference when you read it, man. You know, it is. But even that's still a touchy subject because everybody don't have eyes that see and ears that hear. And there's a lot of people that don't have eyes and see and ears that hear. And they read the Bible just like how we are, hopefully. They're reading the Bible too, and they not hearing or getting the same things that we getting. You understand what I'm saying? Listen, this solemn assembly is important, y'all. It's important, fam. Like, for real. So, but anyway, that's what I wanted to talk about tonight. Y'all check it out. Read Isaiah. Read the whole Bible. But check out Isaiah chapter 2, 3, 4, and 5. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, just keep going on down in the book of Isaiah. Some of the chapters are small, and you'll be through the book. I mean, it's pretty thick, yeah. But you'll get through it. But check it out. Strong, amazing parallels. I would love to see what it does to you. You know, I would love to sit down and talk about what happened to you when you read it. You understand what I'm saying? I don't care if it was like, oh, I don't believe this. What is this? It's crazy. This book, I want to hear it all. You understand what I'm saying? But let me hear what you got to say about the book, not about the people who say they read the book. Yeah, not about the people who swear up and down that they just got it right. These churchy folk I'm talking about. Anyway, man. Anyway, I'm gonna leave a few minutes. I'm gonna try to log into this chat, see if there's any remarks. If anybody's listening, got something you want to say, whatever, I'll surely address that. But by the tunes, consider what I said. You know, take it to heart. It ain't gotta be that. This ain't etched in stone. But take it to heart. See what it is. All right. I'll be back in a few seconds.
Yes, I is, so I can care less about this music biz. My concern is the ministry, not if you're feeling me. Long as God is choosing me, you should be feeling me. I do this for the nation, God made the creation, the ones that obey, keep calling zone. Not everybody a Christian, some people be wishing, you gotta die for your zone.
I'm a Christian, I don't care what they say, I praise my God just as long as I'm able. I'm a Christian, I'm a lover of mine. No one else before me, only him do I love. Christian, and I put it down. For my God, I'ma put it down. Out on this lonely road, my heavy burden, I'm alone. Brothers in need, fasting up prayer. If my sister's weary, I know it's okay. Cause we must have been bent, mountains will move.
Only the possible, Christ you choose.
Right now I'm sad,
so much better.
Wide awake, Bull City. Yo, it's old man. Intense to slow poet. Dolo. One of the original Wide Awake contingents. and it goes a little something like this. Yeah, honest to goodness, how can I put this? By the time I finish, you won't care where the hook is. If I could do it all over, hang with the good kids. I didn't want to see murder, look what the hood did. Straight madness, I never overstood it. But did I understand? Maybe a little bit. How can we all eat in this world of doggy? You feeling a frog leap, blood over the concrete. Mama screaming out, why me? Thinking, why did God deny me? She was to church Sunday, Monday to Friday. She prayed every day as he pumped that Wale. Okay. God work in mysterious ways. Anybody can go, no matter your age. Even the rich gotta split, no matter their way. And then some will survive after the 12 gauge. Pull them in a day. How can you not be amazed? This type of mom make me shine like I'm glazed. Many men lose their lives trying to shine for some babes. Acting like them men that had to rise from them caves. Killed all them redskins in a line of braids. It ain't been that long, but they got it made. Picture me as that Turner, but I gotta fade. You know you're not a slave, but hey.
Hey, hey, I was vibing, man. I was vibing. So listen, y'all, listen. So while I was on break, you know what? I wanted to go and find that that scripture, that verse that was talking about the lady, those two women who thought it would be a good idea to go have sex with their daddy so that they can continue their bloodline. And I found it while we were just sitting here vibing. Check this out. Genesis chapter 19. Verse 30. Genesis 19:30. I'm going to read out of the New Living Translation. Check this out. Afterward, Lot left Zoar because he was afraid of the people there. And he went to live in a cave in the mountains with his two daughters. One day, the older daughter said to her sister, "There are no men left anywhere in this entire area, so we can't get married like everyone else. And our father will soon be too old to have children. Come, let us get him drunk with wine, and then we will have sex with him. That way we'll preserve our family line through our father." So that night, they got him drunk with wine, and the older daughter went in and had intercourse with her father. He was unaware of her lying down or getting up again. The next morning, the older daughter said to the younger sister, "I had sex with our father last night. Let's get him drunk with wine again tonight, and you go in and have sex with him. That way, preserve our family line through our father." So that night, they got him drunk with wine again, and the younger daughter went in and had intercourse with him. As before, he was unaware of her lying down or getting up again. As a result, both of Lot's daughters became pregnant by their own father. I'm just going to stop right there. That was Genesis chapter 19, verse 30 through 36. So anyway, just wanted to bring it up. And listen, that's a part of the story. It's a part of the story. Hey, power ain't got nothing on this. I'm telling you, might sound crazy. But power, what was the other joints everybody was talking about? What was it, Encore or Entourage? What was it? Power, what was the other one? Anyway. But think on these things, you know what I'm saying? I give all praise, honor, and glory to God, man. It's not the type of change that everybody makes it seem like it is or seem like expect it to be, but it's a change, you know. Most people won't see it, you know what I mean? And it's just an amazing thing to behold. You know, there's this song that this artist named Seven, he made, and it's called Beautiful, but, you know, he's this rap artist, so it'd be kind of, it just stands out a little bit when he does songs where he's like singing, you know. He was just like straight up blowing, like, and just talking about how you know, Christ was the most beautiful thing he ever seen. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, I just thought about that. I'm just saying that to say, like, as a believer, and I'm pretty sure there's so many other believers that would say the same thing. You know what I'm saying? There's just something so beautiful about the Spirit of God or about the Spirit of Christ or about Christ. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of times the Spirit of Christ is, you know, in certain places overshadowed by just this religious overtone. You know what I'm saying? Like the you know, just how a person dressed or how much they donated in the past, whatever, it means everything, you know, and they don't talk about, you know, how how they are with their wife or their children, you know, or how they are with just common people that they meet every day. It's like there's so much attention paid to things that it's just not the indicator. It's not the benchmark. It's not the benchmark. You know what I'm saying? If you and anyway, I'll flubber and just talk on and on and on forever and ever, but I hope y'all get it. I hope that this little time was a blessing for somebody, you know what I'm saying? I speak because I believe, you know what I'm saying? A lot of times I wish I can explain how explain why I believe, like, deeper or better or more, but it's like the Bible says that God chose me a long time ago, and I think that's why it's like that. You know what I'm saying? And it's refreshing to see. And I think that it's so important to, like, gather with other believers, because you'll start seeing the same things. You'll see it, you know? Yeah, so we're not alone out here. It's family out here. It's like it's a whole remnant. You know what I'm saying? It's not as many as the masses, but it's more than what you would think, you know? So I would just say be encouraged, you know? And thank God, man, for Christ. Anyway, that's my time, folks. I hope y'all have a great, wonderful night. You know what I'm saying? Hit me up. I don't even know what's the best contact to leave on here, you know, but I do. We should go interactive with this thing. You know, it's a lot going on. It's a lot going on. We should talk. We should vibe. You understand? Anyway, y'all have a beautiful evening, morning, afternoon, or night, whatever it is. Peace, peace.
Wide awake, Bull City. Yo, it's old man. Intense to slow poet. Dolo, one of the original wide awake contingents. And it goes a little something like this. Yeah. Honest to the goodness. How can I put this? By the time I finish, you won't care where the hook is. If I could do what I love, I hang with the good kids. I didn't want to see murder. Look what the hood did. Straight madness. I never overstood it. But did I understand? Maybe a little bit. How can we all eat in this world of doggy? You feeling a frog leap. Blood over the concrete. Mama screaming out why they and why did God deny me? She was to church Sunday, Monday to Friday. She prayed every day as he pumped that Wale. Okay. God work in mysterious ways. Anybody can go, no matter your age. Even the rich gotta split, no matter their way. And then some will survive after the 12 gauge. Pull them in a day. How can you not be amazed? This type of mom make me shine like I'm glazed. Many men lose their lives trying to shine for some babes. Acting like them men that had to rise from them caves. Killed all them redskins in a line of braids. It ain't been that long, but they got it made. Picture me as that Turner, but I gotta fade. Mumbling, you know you're not a slave. But hey,
hey, yo, Laquan, you crazy.
Intense flow forward. Yeah, you know it, baby.
Happened to
be born in 73. You're not gonna believe when I tell you what happened to me. They call me slow, but God moves faster for me. He has many mansions, but has a castle for me. See, this pastor to be could have been a capital T. I'm talking trauma with a capital T. Hanging out with 10 more bros better than me. The harder we went, the better the weed. Trust that when our enemies bust back, we scatter and weed. Wide awake first to do it, Adam and Eve. Then one of us got hit, homie fell on his knees. A willing participant is all a felony needs. Lord, please don't let him die. I listen to what you're telling me. You are today's mathematics master of all degrees. If this is offensive, pardon me, please. I'm not done with this track, it's just starting to bleed. According to me, this joint is about two, so they starting to leave. I don't care, I'm just sowing a seed. This old man, the whole game is just boring to me. So I'm spitting what's important to me. The Lord said, eat it up. Eat it up. That's that good stuff. The good stuff. Buffet, baby. Eat it up.
So when your enemies start to flood you like some pirates, call on the Lord, go and try it.
He ain't look towards the sky yet, your said is my said.
It's a miracle, ain't now one of us die yet.
Hypnotized by the eye net,
my business fixed. Baby, pa, if I die next, I know what the time is. Flawless, timeless.
My time ain't long as it has been, so I'm aware of the pearls that I'm casting.
Not here for any form or fashion, knowing Satan is coming up from my back end, trying to catch me lacking.
We all got to take the trip, no bags packing.
Times like these, we should be constantly fasting.
Trouble will come, but it's been known for not lasting.
No, I'm not perfect, Lord, forgive me for my last sin.
Fragrance, raises similar to native sages, saging, unlocking a cage of praises for rock of ages. Let random rambling rappers rant and raving. Inflame verbs to your nerve endings, literally feeling these words in my tendons, and rattling occupants of the venue sinews. While the eulogy be orchestrating continuous crescendos. Excellent, been down since Exodus. Like what if the Egyptians and Israelites joined forces? That would force a forfeit. And it's hard to drive hard when your hard drive keeps beating a force quit. To learn to speak immigrants, the language of the broken, like the system in their English. I speak with heaven's accent, angelic dialect. Rapping my coast as if that spirit realm had ocean. Excellent, that's what you should expect from us. Least we can do to say thank you for how he blessed us. All else is blasphemy, disagree, get at me. And he with low standards don't get no mics on. The stage that I stand on to battle with the stakes, for the rights to keep the mic for a couple more bars. No YouTube channels for rap battles or cash prizes. Just keeping you cool when heat rises. Nick breaks, concussions, gashes, and bruises. It's real manhood. bored with the monthly bills to prove it. Start with me, my art archery aims for the dark meat. Your albums are full of more fights than shark week. Excellent, my writing remains with such serious symbolism. Styles are plenty, pages get the let out like Jimmy. Homie, I am not kidding, this no play day. Muscled up a hustle, a street name, the DBA. Excellent.
Gospel thing, you know what I'm talking about? Hey, one time for all my haters too, man. appreciate the hate, dog. Y'all really been keeping me up on my toes, you know what I'm talking about? And in case you don't know what my name is and you don't know what I stand for, allow me to introduce myself.
I'm your chief, as long as God give it to me. Hey, I'ma give it back to you, that's how it's supposed to be. They look at me and say, your man ain't sent by God. I keep them haters on their jaw like they supposed to be. I'm your chief, as long as God give it to me. Hey, I'ma give it back to you, that's how it's supposed to be. They look at me and say, your man ain't sent by God. I keep them haters on their jaw like they supposed to be. I'm your chief, now let me tell you something about me. My heart ain't getting it, this world ain't saying nothing about G. Let me see. I can't remember, I've been talked about. Now I'm about to really give them something they can talk about. Take me out, as I do the rabbit out of hat trick. I ain't no magician, but I keep them coming back quick. React quick, that's what I'ma do. If I'm feeling it, I'm feeling this beat. So call the cops quick, I'm killing it. I'm ripping it, giving it everything I got to give. Just came from me, God told them this one got to live. My positive expressions got the whole world catching. A brand new revelation, so I know them haters stressing. Long as I'm with God, I would never take another loss. I'm shaking off bullets, they shooting at me with their mouth. Young T, ghetto gospel, that's what I'm talking about. I'm your chief, as long as God give it to me. Hey, I'ma give it back to you, that's how it's supposed to be. They look at me and say, your man ain't sent by God. I keep them haters on their jaw like they supposed to be. I'm your chief, as long as God give it to me. Hey, I'ma give it back to you, that's how it's supposed to be. They look at me and say, your man ain't sent by God.
It's your boy Street Nitty, the representative. And what I have is a gutter made announcement. You know, Jesus is coming back soon. You know, they don't believe he's coming back soon, but believe it or not, he's coming back soon. You know, so if y'all would all keep y'all eyes on the prize and pay attention.
Amazing grace. How sweet the sound when you bust some clouds on this when it's going down. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound when you bust some clouds over this when it's going down. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound when you bust some clouds over this when it's going down. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound when you bust some clouds over this when it's going down.
Oh, help me, Father, help me, Father. Keep my head up award. I'm trying to spread the good news, but it's so hard down in Georgia. Every day the same thing. I tell somebody about Jesus. While I'm mobbing in the streets, I'm just paying all of my dues. A lot of court cases over the years from breaking the roots. It's like it's me against the world, but God, I'm all about you. That's my gators. Crush the haters out, they confused. I'm knee deep in the streets. It's time to spread the good news. Jesus Christ, praise the Christ. Now tell me, what about you? When them clouds blessing over, they gon' be nothing but truth. Jesus gliding on them clouds with the churches is through. Bringing judgment on the earth, judgment that is true. Public announcer make the statement, swagging off of the roof. God made until I die with a cutlass slack on blue. 85 between with the 26 that new. I'm about to beat the block down and tell them all about you. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound when you bust some clouds over this when it's going down. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound when you bust some clouds over this when it's going down. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound when you bust some clouds over this when it's going down. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound when you bust some clouds over this when it's going down.
Even when nobody want me, I know you'll always be mine. Even when they all fail, I know you're always on time. So let's take it slow one day at a time. Even through the hard times, I know the sun gon' shine. Even when nobody want me, I know you'll always be mine. Even when they all fail, I know you're always on time. So let's take it slow one day at a time. Yeah.
I just want to feel your touch, cause them almighty hands bring deliverance, and it's healing us from all kind of diseases. People that was there, now they back again breathing, believing anything is possible. When it comes to the cross, he's unstoppable. Many times I was down, but I got back up. Due to prayer and faith, here I am again. And when they tell me that I can't, I know I'm really going. I know the difference between a kid and a full grown man. I respect the ladies and the gentlemen. I acknowledge the right and shake my head when I'm wrong. And if you ain't heard nothing, hear me on the song. Even through the hard times, we got to carry on. You know, things will get better in a matter of time. Just relax and stay cool, everything will be fine. I'm just a young gentleman trying to do what's right. Cause I did so much wrong in previous years of my life. It was all about hustling to pour some nights. Had to hit them all up and get them brand new mics. Now it's all about heaven, I can't go to hell. And I ain't trying to be locked up in no county jail. So I sit and reminisce about the things I done and all the obstacles and demons that I overcome. Wonderful times, bless the days that I spend in my life. Trying to get my act together as I walk with Christ. Trying to keep my head high, communicate to the sky. Praying that I'm able for him to look in my eye. I know I did some wrong things with a sinful eye, but I'm willing to make a change if you give me a try. Ain't no man but the Lord to give a blind man sight. With the dead from the grave to give them back their life. Now I'm a full-time believer of the works he do, but I still fall short of some things I do. I'm just learning as I go, forget my selfish ways. Cause it's all about you, then my debts is paid. From the blocks to the hood, from the heavens to earth, nothing in the world can amount to his work. We all trying to get to that place that we call home. He already there, just sitting on the throne.
Even through the hard times, I know the sun gon' shine. Even when nobody want me, I know you'll always be mine. Even when they all fail, I know you're always on time. So let's take it slow, one day at a time. Even through the hard times, I know the sun gon' shine. Even when nobody want me, I know you'll always be mine. Even when they all fail, I know you're always on time. So let's take it slow, one day at a time. Yeah,
one day at a time. If we just take it slow, one day at a time,
everything will be fine.
One day at a time, if we just take it slow, one day at
everything will be fine.
One day at a time, if we just take it slow, one day at
everything will be fine.
One day at a time, if we just take it slow, one day at
everything will be fine.
This is the godly side of it, you know what I mean? The main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip-hop meets the Christ, every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern, letting everybody know that all hip-hop is not the same, all hip-hop is not negative. Yes, it is real, it is thorough, it is raw, and it is truly, totally his power, man, his influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. I'm an oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We go all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus.